The bronze to the British Ministry of Defense. It announced earlier this year its intent to release its UFO files to the public. Well, it better include something about this. This is described as one of two mile-wide oval orange lights spotted recently by at least three pilots and seven passengers hovering stationary 2,000 feet above the Channel Islands. Britain's Civil Aviation Authority has a report on a near miss with whatever the heck that is, but it is not releasing it yet. The runner-up tonight, John Travolta, speaking of America's other Scientologist, telling an interviewer that he agreed fully with Tom Cruise during Cruise's psychobabble dust-up with her own Matt Lauer, but that Cruise could have phrased things better. Could have said, quote, as Travolta did, "If you analyze most of the school shootings, it is not gun control, it's psychotropic drugs at the bottom of it." Bad timing there, Dr. Vinnie Barbarino, considering the toxicology report just came back on the student who shot 32 classmates and teachers to death at Virginia Tech. No toxic substances in his system, no prescription drugs in his system. What did he shoot him with, John? Pharmaceutical salesman samples? But our winner, CNN's Glenn Beck. Boy, is he getting desperate. Talking about the video of the purported suicide bomber graduation ceremony that just happened to wind up on American TV, Beck actually said this. Maybe Jimmy Carter was booked, and that's why he didn't speak at the commencement ceremony. Mr. Beck, you do realize that only in his wildest dreams could an actual suicide bomber hope to do as much damage to this country as you do every day. Glenn Beck, today's worst person in the world.